passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. The June issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine celebrates saltwater angling. Managing editor Louis Bond is here to tell us more.
A lot of saltwater fishermen go out for these big three fish, which are the speckled trout, the redfish, and the flounder. But as Larry Bosca points out this month, unpredictability is the essence of saltwater fishing. According to Bosca, it's like a big pinata out there. You know, these fishermen spend a lot of time and money looking for the big three, and they think they know what they've got once their hook starts to bob a little bit, but frequently they don't know because it's just very unpredictable. So this month, Bosca is looking at all of the other fish out there in the sea, and there's quite a few interesting ones. He looks at the Atlantic croaker, which is more than just bait for speckled trout. They actually grow pretty large themselves. We have the sound trout, which are not as big as the speckled trout, but more plentiful. We have Gulf kingfish and sheep's head. They're both really tenacious fighters and will give you a lot of play and a lot of fun. And the Spanish mackerel. And so any of these fish put up a good fight. They're really great eating. They're just as much fun as the big three. And heck, part of the fun is the mystery of what is on the end of your hook.
Thanks, Louie. Find links to saltwater fishing information at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.